Hey guys, this is Chris.
And this is Dustin, and we're with Sanctus Real.
And we'd like to welcome you to the podcast with our friends, Ted and Jared. We were fortunate enough to spend some time on the front lines with Ted in Nicaragua.
And we know you'll be blessed by what these guys have to say. So welcome to Flawed Clay.
All right, I'm here with Ted Rogers. And Ted, we're starting this podcast, so welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jared. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm Jared. As Ted mentioned, I've had the good fortune to go down to Nicaragua and work with Ted and his team at Brazos de Amor. And then we had this idea about a podcast. So, Ted, that's a question that I have for you real quick before we go any further in this episode is maybe a little bit about you for those that don't know what you're up to in Nicaragua. Let's maybe start there. So some people don't know about Ted. What's going on with Ted?
Well, my family moved to Nicaragua about 3 years ago, and we partner with an organization called Arms of Love International, and here locally we call it Brazos de Amor Nicaragua. And basically the ministry is an orphanage, a children's home, but we are also doing a lot of great things in the community, trying to impact our city here in Jinotepe, Nicaragua.
All right, so Ted, why podcasting? There's lots of ways for people to connect with you online and stuff, so what makes you interested in the podcast?
Well, Jared, you. had contacted me several months back, and we were just getting ready to leave for the States, and we go back to visit the States about once a year to see family and friends and visit our home church there. And you had mentioned this, and so it gave me time to had a few months to just pray about it and do my duties in the States. And, you know, I just felt it was a wonderful way to connect with our friends and family, and God willing, we could reach some other people and just share what life is like on the mission field, things that we go through, struggles we have, maybe even ask people for prayers and things that we're going through and things that we're doing here in the ministry. So I just, couldn't really stop thinking about it and thought it would just be a blessing to us. And we hope it will be a blessing to many others.
Absolutely. So what can people expect? You mentioned, hearing some of the stories and stuff. What else can people expect from listening to this podcast?
Well, my hope is that they would hear my passion, which is the Lord, that they could hear why we're on mission, why God calls us on mission, and that they could find comfort in maybe circumstances that they're going through. And just for those family and friends out there that will be listening, that they could just feel a little bit more of our presence, though we're so far away.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Ted, I really appreciate this. I'm looking forward to creating these episodes with you. So this is our introduction episode, and I hope people will subscribe to the show and so they can stay in touch with all the fun things that are going on with you and your family down in Nicaragua.
Well, thanks. It's a blessing to be invited into such a great story, and we hope the Lord uses it to advance his kingdom.
Ted, for those that are listening that aren't already connected to you, where can they kind of follow along online?
Well, you can do a few different ways to connect with us. You can contact us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page where you can kind of see a little bit of our daily activities and maybe some scriptures that we've been reading. And that's Ted Kelly and Teddy Rogers on Facebook. My email address is ted@armsoflove.org. And if you're interested in checking out the ministry that we're serving, you would go to www.armsoflove.org. That's armsoflove.org.
All right, Ted. Looking forward to the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Bless you, man.
Heals the brokenhearted, sets the captives free, and walks an extra mile even for your enemies. This is love.